I read that.
You read the piece
about George Anthony Halpin. He said the place is a quagmire.
It's not a quagmire.
Of terrible debauchery and all that stuff going on. And I've been up in front of that judge, and he's very fair, George. So obviously there's an awful lot going on in the courts that we're not hearing. We're only hearing what's going on, and it does an awful lot of shit going on over here. It's invaded by the foreigners on the
if
weekends.
If I was to walk into Templeburn on my own, just say 12 o'clock Saturday night, I run out of milk. You know what I mean? I come up to a shop up here. I am on my guard. I'm on my own, but I'm always on my guard. Yeah? And that's just... And I'm a Dublin. I live 800 yards down the road there. Do you know what I mean? If anyone approaches me, man, they're getting it. Do you know what I mean? That's the way it is. But if you're on a stag do and there's 15, 20 guys and they're standing outside a pub and some little twerp comes up and tries to rob a pint of Guinness and walks off for it, and then he would stick this glass in your face and all, he's going to get the head slapped on, no matter what country he's in. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. That's true,
The police look for somebody that can speak their mind, is a little bit obnoxious, a little bit confrontational, you know, won't take any, you know, like, you know, no intimidation from the police. And as soon as they know we'll bark, yeah, they give me enough rope to hang myself, and that's what you keep on doing, I keep on doing, I keep on doing. They call me names on the street, all right, you little junkie, all right, you little scumbag.
But you're not.
And I'm walking, boy, going, and I'm like, what? I'm not having this. Do you know what I mean? I stick my finger back up at the...
It's a place of leisure. People like it. A lot of tourists, Temple Bar.
So you're at the moment, you're cleaning graffiti off a wall, trying to make Dublin look good.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And is there a lot of graffiti? Is there a lot of mess left behind?
Oh, there are a lot everywhere, in every side of the street.
Well, I mean, I'm in Temple Bar 5-6 days a week at night time. And it's as good an area now as any. There's a place all over the world.
Philip Power, you run the Trinity Bar, which is just here off Dame Street into Temple Bar. You've just had New Year's. Obviously, there was huge celebrations.
Yeah, come along leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. Very little trouble that we see. And I mean, we're in the entertainment business. You know, I see very, very little trouble. And I'm working in this area 9-10 years now.
So you've been involved. Is it busy? Do the tourists keep
going? Oh yeah, oh absolutely, yeah. I mean, they still have the fascination with what is the cobbled streets, and you know, it's not all bars and restaurants. There's plenty of other stuff going on in Temple Bar.
I wouldn't socialise much in Temple Bar, but I did go on a stag in Temple Bar, an Irish stag, and everyone was a tourist or on a stag from perhaps Barcelona or perhaps London. Very international.
Yeah.
You know, people had a few drinks, but people were behaving.
Oh no, it's definitely, you know, it's a lot of culture going on, but there's a lot of drinking, there's a lot of food. But it is, you know, it's a lot of foreign tourists. I would imagine it's got to be 80-90% of the business, and they really enjoy it. And they behave.
So it's not violent. There aren't brawls. There's not vomits.
Nope.
There's not urine.
Nope.
There's not
place
number
spotless.
Two.
I mean, if you have any area in the world at 4 o'clock in the morning after putting a couple of 100,000 people through it, eating and drinking, of course the street is going to be dirty. But the cleaners are on the streets with the machines 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to have 4 o'clock in the morning. The big machines are out. I mean, it's the place is spotless.
And behind we have a cobblestone street and it does look clean.
Oh, it is clean. I mean, it is clean. If you go to... I was in New Orleans, and it's exactly the same. You know, after the night, the place is in bits, and then within an hour, all the machinery's in, and it's clean again. And this is exactly the same. It's a pleasure to walk through in the morning.
So it's not a scene of constant brawling?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, not a chance. No.
You're from Italy. You're tourists here in Temple Bar. Do you like it?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
How does it compare to Rome when it comes to cleanliness? Is it clean?
Yeah, it is clean.
Yeah, it's like really different, like from our traditions and everything. Like, but it's really hot, like a hot place. You know, it's really.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you
it's
think?
It's really
and
cool.
And I like that there are singers that sings from.
You like the buskers and the singing in the pubs.
Oh, yeah. Cool! Yeah.
And what about the prices? Did you find the prices high or?
I think that here in Ireland the prices
in general are really, really
high.
In general are really high, but in the Temple Bar it's like, you know, it's really famous, so it's fine, like
you don't mind.
Yeah,
have a lot of fighting here. The people drunk, they fighting a lot. The other people fight as well.
So there is fighting. You work in Temple Bar, you see it.
Yeah
so
every night have
pushing.
Blonde everywhere. All people drinking, they fighting a lot.
when that happens, what do you do?
Get out of the way. I don't want nobody pushing me.
Do you like the traditional Irish music, which we can hear in the background? Do you like it?
Yes, I love Irish music. Irish food is really amazing. I'm from Brazil. Here is really different than Rio, but I really like here. The people fighting, I think, because they are drinking and they fight for nothing specifically.
So they're drunk.
Yeah, the drinking or drugs, I don't know.
Drugs, but you think?
I think so.
It's really touristic here, but yeah, it's nice to see.
You like it? You like
and
Temple Bar?
It's a little bit, yeah, we like it, but it's a little bit expensive, touristic, like that.
You feel safe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Of course.
Yes, we feel safe.
So when we take Temple Bar, when we take...
Temple Bar is good.
You like Temple Bar?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. The only hassle you will see on a Temple Bar is on the weekend night time. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So it's just night time, just the weekend?
Just the weekend night time.
And is it drink? You know, what is it? Are people drinking too much?
It's drink and it's harassment begging. I don't like it. Right, harassment begging, I don't like it. I seen a guy down on Christmas Eve on Blaine Henry Street,
so
an 8-year-old man. He would not
aggressive.
Let the man go until the man gave him some money. I felt like going over and slapping the head on him. Do you know what I'm saying?
So, you know, do you see vomit? Do you see...
No.
We?
No, the place is always spotless. Always. Look, the roads are always bleeding
they
spotless.
They are pretty clean at the moment. They've been
jet
sprayed.
Yeah, but see, the police cause most of the hassle around here. They grab people because they know, okay, he looks as if he's a bit of a...
They have to police it.
They're just harassing people half the time. I don't rob, steal, borrow, or beg. Yeah, I used to have a drug issue. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm a grown man. I haven't been arrested in 18 years. Why all of a sudden now, every second day I'm grabbed, or I'm charged four different offences. Breach of the peace, threatening behaviour, abusive behaviour, this, that, the other. And I'm always getting bleeding, like crippled with handcuffs. My wrist one nearly broke several
innocent.
Times. Of course! You know what I mean? 46 offences I've been up on in court in the last 30 months with not a single conviction. Not one.
Jeez,
every
that
single
that
one was dismissed with prejudice. A knife, what's this in your pocket? There's nothing in my pocket. What's this? A knife that length? I'm looking at your man going, are you for real?
You're a tourist from England. We can hear the pints being delivered behind us there. Some more stout being delivered. Do you like Temple Bar?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good atmosphere at night and stuff like that. We've been here before and we're back again, so...
So you enjoy it?
Yeah. Personally, I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, it's alright. It's what people come for, isn't it?
Obviously, a tourist attraction, and I suppose what goes hand in hand with Ireland is alcohol, and I suppose it's a hub for tourists. But also, I suppose, on one hand, yes, it's alcohol is a massively dangerous substance. However, it does attract, I suppose, a lot of tourism here and a lot of money and a lot of revenue through taxation on that.
It's January 2nd. The tourists are still here.
Yeah.
They're still drinking. You know, I haven't come across any vomit today.
No.
Have you? Do you think it's clean? Do you
no.
even socialise here yourself?
I don't socialise here personally myself, but I think if you come here at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, it's a different story. And if you look in emergency departments across the country, they're facing big problems with this too. So
you're a doctor. Do you see them coming into A&E with a few drinks on them?
Certainly.
And how does that make you feel? Obviously, you've got to do your best. Everyone deserves equal care, but when it's self-inflicted alcohol abuse, how does that make you feel when they have to have their stomach pumped?
We don't do that anymore, thankfully, but I'm very equivocal, obviously. I think, you know, people are humans any day and they're right to make, you know, their own decisions, and sometimes people drink too much, but if we can educate them a bit more, it would be the place that, you know, Ireland would be a better place for it, but it is what it is, and I don't know whether through taxing things more or, trying to educate children a bit more in the dangers of alcohol can make it a safer place.
When we take stag do's and hen parties,
yeah,
what's your view of them?
That's cool, Abuela. That's nothing wrong with kids. Stag do's. Listen, the Irish go off to Newcastle all the time down. They do it all the time, yeah? Do you know what I mean? It's bringing the money to the country.